alienated. I have Zoe.
I have Zoe.
I have Zoe.
I have Zoe.
The life of Christ.
The life of Christ.
Is what I have.
Is what I have.
The Spirit of God,
the Spirit of God
is inside of you,
it's inside of me.
Sing, I have Zoe,
I have Zoe,
I have Zoe,
I have Zoe.
Oh, no, the life of God,
the life of God.
Break the Holy Ghost, and not in the God, and then I'm gonna pick it up.
himself to the man. God doesn't just pour himself into you before revealing himself to you. He brings you into an understanding of the things he wants to bring you into. He doesn't just call a man into himself. He shows the man his precepts, then brings the man into that thing. God is consistent to show them before bringing them into it. Listen, as we pour out ourselves to God, the Lord first is reminding us of the things that he has called us to, of the abilities he has given to us. Listen, if that is the height of what you're going with today, is sufficient for your journey. Just knowing that these are the privileges I have in Christ, that is where we must start from every time. So all the songs we are singing, it's not because we just want to sing. The Lord is doing a work in our hearts. He's doing a work in our hearts. Oh Lord.
Sing, there is glory.
There is glory. Mighty working power.
We are not a limited species. We are not a limited
creed.
There is glory and power in us.
At work in me.
Oh, there is glory.
There is glory, mighty working power,
at work in me,
at work in
the
me.
Ghost. Sing, there is glory,
there is glory, mighty working power,
at work in me.
At work in
expectations that the Lord has not defined for that meeting. So what happens is that the Lord is working in the midst of that meeting, but because we've not brought our minds to understand that the Lord is dynamic in his workings, the Lord will walk past us in that meeting and we'll miss him. So the Jews had an expectation of who their Messiah should be, how he was meant to come after a certain order and pattern, how he was meant to deliver them from certain things. But day after day, for 33 years, Jesus was walking in their midst. At a point, it felt like they were about to, and they were asking him, but tell us if you are the one. And even when he felt like he answered them and said who he was, because they still not brought their expectation of the workings of the Messiah in the real context, they were still purposefully ensuring that they were a part of his death. Because sometimes, the expectation, I think it was on Sunday or so, I was saying something that is part of the reasons why it's good to pray before coming for a meeting. That you will find maybe one of the ministers saying something that is not necessarily his sermon, but the Holy Ghost was pulling him in that direction. It's not because he just wants to share random knowledge. No. A lot of times there is somebody in that meeting who had prayed ahead of that meeting that, Lord, I am waiting for a word from you. So the minister is teaching about Thanksgiving, but something turns him in the direction of power. And he answers them and he says, no, let me go back to my sermon. It might look like he was distracted. No, he just gave somebody the word that the person needed for that meeting. So when we come for meetings like this, the best thing you can do after praying is to say, Lord, there is so much in you that my mind cannot even capture. So I come with an open heart. If not, the Lord will do so much in the meeting. The second thing that happens is that so many of us come for a spiritual meetings and come with an emotional disposition. So if I go ahead now and sing a particular song, all of a sudden you see somebody lift up holy hands. That lifting hand was not spiritual. It was because the song appealed to your emotions. And it's one of the things we do. But Jesus was clear about it. He said emotional worship is not the right worship. John chapter 4. He said that what we actually call real or true worship is a worship in the spirit. So I can come and I just sing one common song. And I ask the Lord, what name fit you? And then just see somebody somewhere in the middle like, yeah. And no, that song might not necessarily be, it's very emotional. But the thing about worship ministers or people who lead worship is that one of the workings God does to them is that God is the first audience. So when we come for meetings like this, we tagged it alabaster box. We did that foundation at the beginning. That see, what you must do is not to pour out what you like. The lady was not pouring out what she likes. She was pouring out all that she had. It's not what you like. And that's why we'll help somebody for is or are joining God. That when you are joining, when you are building intimacy, it's not about giving what you like. It is sacrifice. So when we are in sessions like this, and we are pouring out ourselves to God, your response should never be emotional. You must get to that place where you are sure, without doubt, this is the worship of the Spirit. That's why we can come for worship meetings. And this keyboard can be playing like this for the next 1 hour, and we are touching God tangibly. I said all of that to say this. You must be careful to call yourself to order in meetings like this. If not, you would have successfully been emotional in a spiritual environment. In fact, some of you, because the song is even eating the emotions deep, you start to reel out tears. And if the person seated beside you does not know, you start feeling like, am I not born again? But no. Because I can stand like this throughout the worship meeting. And I will download times 10 of what you that were shouting, we're doing. So we must call ourselves to that consciousness every time. In fact, some of us, our problem is that when we come to God, we like to do. We are used to doing. When I come, shako ba, teleko. And then the Lord is just saying, sure, you will calm down for me. For some of you, that's your instruction for this meeting. To just be calm enough to know that in the stillness, that is where God is. To know that you can wake up every morning and the first 30 minutes, all you are doing is just a chant. Not the one that Lawrence Oyo sang, but the one that the Spirit stirred up in you. And you are just there. You are just singing. That is journeying in God. That is pouring yourself till He comes. Can we close our eyes and for the next minute or two, capture Jesus in your heart. Refocus your spirit realm to know this is not an emotional exercise. It is the fellowship of God. This is a spirit to spirit intercourse. Come on, go ahead for 1 minute. I'm doing this for those who it feels like you are struggling. You are not struggling. It's because there is an ideology you have carried and you need to drop for God to move.
Singing, if you notice the songs that we've been singing a lot around how that we have the Spirit of God in us, we have the glory of God in us, we have the life of God in us, we have Zoe. And you know, God just dropped it in my spirit how that if we really understood what it means, things would be a whole lot different for us. And so I want us to pray according to that scripture in Ephesians chapter 1. If you have your Bibles, you can just turn and flip them. That we will grow in the knowledge of God and what it means to have God inhabiting us. It's a lot of things, and we cannot begin to break it down because it's not a teaching session. It says, asking God, I'm reading the NLT version, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you the spiritual wisdom and the insight so that you might grow in your knowledge of God. NIV says, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. When we might think that we know our God is grand, God is the Almighty, God is the creator of the heavens and the earth. But as we grow in that revelation and understanding of who the Almighty is, every time we come into his presence, there's a posture of our hearts. There's a way our heart will just adjust. There's a way our entire mentality and thoughts will change. When you're conscious that the Almighty, the Holy God, the Sanctifier is inhabiting you, for example, you will not find it convenient to accommodate certain things that doesn't make him happy, because you will just say, God is here with me. I can't be here. I can't do this. I can't be saying this. Certain things that you have accommodated before so far in your life that has hindered or limited your walk, you become uneasy and you wouldn't tolerate them any longer when you grow into the consciousness of who God is. When that consciousness of who God is increases in you and the fact that he is living inside of you. Another thing is, I'm trying to say a lot of things in a short period before we start to pray. Another thing we struggle with is, as believers, we sometimes tend to be timid. We're not confident. We don't feel that we can do certain things that God has called us to do. Or we feel like, maybe I'm just daydreaming or I'm just imagining, and I can't be the one caught out for this, or this can't be done by me. But when you just come into the consciousness that the Almighty God is inside me, and you understand, you wonder how much, you'll be shocked at the progress you will make just by that knowledge and that understanding. So as we have sang that song, I just want us to begin to pray that, Father, let me come into the understanding of this song that I'm singing, that the Almighty, that the life of Christ is inside of me, the Holy One is inside of me, the Almighty, who is he to you? Let that knowledge enter into your mind. It's in your spirit. You know it from the reading of, from reading the Bible, from fellowship with the Spirit, yeah. But let it come into your mind such that even your thinking process acknowledges that fact. Let it enter inside an inner consciousness of the presence of God, that we will grow in the knowledge of him. Zebra da shega de lebra hizukin de lebra da shega la lebra hasute. Zevri ko shekate. I'm not hearing you praying. You don't need to shout, but I just need you to be very focused about what you're asking God to do. That, Lord, no matter where my knowledge of you is right now, this very minute, I want to live out of here with an increase in the knowledge of who you are and what your presence in me means. It would affect everything. It would affect your purity walk. It will affect how you show up even at work when you know that the Almighty God is inside of you. Some of the nonsense that the enemy is bringing to you in your dreams, by the time you realize that the Almighty is inside of me, we pray that we grow in a consciousness of who is inside of us and who inhabits us. I pray that I grow in that consciousness of who you are, Lord. Jabradash kadis kodore beshegedele brade suzegedi. Kasetele brade go sedele bagashegedele brasuta gade brahagade shegede. Latos kadesh kate. That more than before, my spirit man is aware and my mind aligns to that consciousness of the Almighty.
Zikonderabala visonta e kashela librahaga sote. Jisi telebradi skonderia mida vika santa yakra hazuskete. Le cruje bala de shagada libarada shakada. Mande so seka dekatekate susikiti keberhido segada lebrakada bashende. E kashede ikarushka de skobriska dala bradi kando se. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The second thing I want us to pray before we continue. You know, I was telling my sister that, you know, I don't fully understand it, but I sense that, you know, Christmas is about Jesus Christ. Celebrate the birth of Jesus. But I feel, or for me, and it might just be me, I feel God zeroing in on the person of Mary in this time. And I just started to notice how that, oh, even in certain fellowships, there seems to be a focus more on the Mary character. I don't know if anybody can... anybody resonates with that, you agree with that. And I realized, I mean, it wasn't, I don't know where, I wasn't the one that decided that this is going to be Alabaster Box. I even realized that even the title of, you know, of this worship meeting is Alabaster Box, and then it's Mary. You know, there's Mary, the mother of Jesus. There is Mary, the, you know, Mary Magdalene. And when you think about Mary, what comes to mind? For me, it's two things. It's one, for Mary, the mother of Jesus, the submission to the will of God. That I was on this path, I was just doing my own jeje, we're getting married, and they just came and just... And then he says, let your will be done. That submission to the will of God. And Mary Magdalene, the one... Really, that is Mary Magdalene, the one that broke the alabaster box. I think it was... Was it in 20... I think it was 2019 or early 2020 where I, you know, got a revelation that is different from what I ever had before about Mary, the one who brought the alabaster box. And I mean, that was the understanding I had, you know, as we normally try to say, we're not trying to make it doctrine. How that she laid down everything that was of higher importance to her, and she broke it before the Lord. And how that actually impacted the journey of Jesus Christ from Gethsemane to the cross. And I'm sure you'll be wondering how. How did she help him? So she breaks this box, and it was worth so much that was it, what particular, was it myrrh and frankincense, or what was it? It wasn't the kind of perfume oil that would stay and then by the end of the day it's gone. It was the kind that would last for days and a long period of time. And then I imagine Jesus Christ at Gethsemane, crying and struggling. And then imagine the tears and the smell of that oil that was already laid on him, preparing him for his burial. And imagine Jesus Christ when they were walking him to be crucified. And then he's crying and the blood and everything. And he will perceive, I mean, if nothing else, they said that he couldn't even fight the presence of his father. He was like, Abba, Father, why have you forsaken me? But he will perceive the odor of this fragrance that was already used to prepare him for his crucifixion. And that will give him strength. Who did it? It was Mary. She was doing it because she was laying down everything she had. I mean, this was somebody that was, I mean, from the study, you would say, okay, this was a no good person, a prostitute, and you know. I mean, she wasn't, even the disciples, they don't even know Jesus or understand what was going on in him as much as this Mary. And it was that work that she did that was the only encouragement. Not even God was an encouragement for him at that moment. And then he will perceive the odor of this fragrance and say, I have been prepared for this. I have been prepared for this burial. I just realized how great a work he did through her. And little wonder, who was the first person he appeared to when he rose up? Mary. And so the theme of this boot camp, I mean, for the worship, is after God's art. Another thing that resonates is these are people who were just seeking the pleasure of God, submission to the will of God. So right there, I just want us to pray that God, let there be an increase in my passion for your pleasure. Let there be an increase in my desire to be in the will of God. All our lives together as believers is working out a purpose for God, a grand purpose. And it's the more the number of people who are submitted to his pleasure, the better. I don't want to hear the volume of your voice. I just want you to really be praying. I cannot do it by myself, God. I ask that you help me to increase in my passion and desire to fulfill your pleasure. I have found David, my servant, a man after my own heart who will do all my will. Everything just feeds into each other. Lord, give me grace, even as we enter into a new year, more than the previous years that we've lived, God. We want to walk in agreement with your will. We want to be seeking your pleasure. Mary didn't know what else to do. She just wanted to break, just lay everything down just for the pleasure of Jesus or the pleasure of God. And she didn't know what that singular work was doing in our eternal story of salvation. And today, and in many days after, many years after, we talk about it. Mary, the mother of Jesus, submitted to that grand plan and that grand will. Lord, I grow in an understanding. I grow in a consciousness of who you are. And I grow in an understanding and consciousness of what your pleasure for me is. Let my passion to fulfill your pleasure be heightened, be increased. Let it be said of us. Let it be said of me, God, that I am the one after your own heart who seeks to do your will, even when I don't realize it, just because I want to please you. Rika shede brado shegede le braha son de regedi shegede rabande son de riba shevedi kasede. Niko shede ribade. Just whisper to him. Just sing it to him. Just pray to him in your spirit. Pray in your understanding. Lord, we grow and we increase in our knowledge of you and in our passion to fulfill your pleasure. La rabia to zevrika shelegere ba shelele berki son de regadiate. Zekandere hison de crede shekadere ba shekadere bako shekadere. Zekadere ba shekadere brade shekaraba shekadere. Word is your fragrance. What are you saying now? I love your presence. I love your presence. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? I love your presence. I love your presence. I love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? I love your presence. I love your presence. I love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now?
I love your presence.
I love your presence.
And I love your precepts.
I love your precepts.
And I love your fragrance.
I love your fragrance. What are you saying now?
We love your presence.
We love your
What are you saying now? precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? What is your presence? What we love your presence. We love your precepts. We love your precepts.
Even if you don't love his presence, just say it.
Your fragrance. What is your fragrance? What are you saying? One more time. We love your presence. We love your presence. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now?
That we will grow in a knowledge of what you are saying concerning us right now, and that we will pursue it. That we will grow in a consciousness of your presence. And we will grow in a consciousness of what you are saying to us. That we will be people of your presence. And we will be people who know your will and walk in it. Hey.
We love your presence. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? We love your presence.
We love your presence.
Say we love your precepts.
We love your precepts.
What is your fragrance?
What is your
life is yours, God. Have your way.
Just catch it and sing it.
Have your way, have your way. Have your way, have your way. My life is yours, O Lord. Have your way. Have your way, have your way.
Have your way,
have your way. Have your way, have your way. My life is yours, O Lord. Have your way. Yes, inamako santina mandaba. Have your way, have your way. Have your way, have your way. My life is yours, Jesus. Oh, have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way. Have your way, have your way. My life is yours, Jesus.
Stop. about you. Just like Mary, it was because of Jesus. Just like Mary Magdalene, it was because of Jesus. That thing that she let go of that was so precious to her, it was not about her. It was about Jesus.
Immediately I step into this place, two things came into my spirit. I was trying so hard to come here very, very early, but unfortunately, Lagos has its ways of doing things. And the first thing that came into my mind is that I stepped into this room. Immediately, I felt the presence of God so strongly. I wish people that were here understood how much of God's presence is here. And first things first, there was someone who was fighting back, you're struggling. And the Lord said something. Immediately, I stepped in. He said, today, this program is going to serve as a donkey to somebody who remembers Numbers chapter 22, I think from verse 28, God was talking. And Balaam and Balak were displaying their thing. And God had to intervene as a donkey. The Lord said, this program is going to serve as that donkey. That donkey that is going to program you and stop you from that thing that you are going ahead with, which is dragging you back towards intimacy. Or as it's dragging you into intimacy, you are moving forward, going according to your own will. But God is saying, no, no, he's going to shout. This program is going to be a loud voice in your ears. And he's going to shout. He uses the most ordinary things, the foolishness, to confound the wise. This program is going to confound your innate wisdom. You're leaning towards that path where you're just leaning. And he's like, no, no, this is where I want to go. But the Lord is saying, no, with a loud voice. He's saying his will is better than whatever your plans are for your life. And if you align to that will, what he will do with it is going to be outstanding. So I just want you, in the next couple of minutes, we're rounding up right now, but I want you to talk to God, like deep down. It took several days. Lord told them, tarry, and Pentecost will come. He told them to tarry, but right here, right now, and what we experience these days, we don't need to stay so long in for Pentecost to come. Pentecost can meet you here, can meet you right now. And I just want us that in the next couple of minutes, can we just begin to pray in the Spirit? Just begin to talk to God in the Spirit. Can you just lean towards him? Just hang on him. You've been hanging on yourself for too long. You've been hanging on your own abilities. You've been hanging on your own strength. You've been hanging on your own talents. You've been hanging on your own will. You've been hanging on everything. But he's saying, no, 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 lean on me. Like his strength is more. I just wish you understood that it is more. 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 It's more than your abilities, more than your knowledge, more than your wisdom. You've struggled for too long using your own strength. Some days it looks like it's working. Some other days you look like crying. You are wetting your pillows at times. But Lord is saying, no, 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 no. Why don't you just come my way? Why don't you just come my way? Why don't you just come my way? Let this be an Emmaus moment for you, an opportunity for your eyes to be opened. As many as say, you've been looking and say, God, I want to see. It's just a God, open my eyes now. And all that is needed is to look unto Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Just look unto him this evening. This is an opportunity. Just look unto him and say, Lord, I am here. I want to see clearly what the path that you want for my life. What the path that you have for me. The path that you have for me. I want to walk in it. God, he's the way, the truth, and the life. He himself is the path. Can we just look at him right now? Someone is here saying, little me, nakato ya. Someone there is saying, little me, just me. Na pada bada da da de. Zida da de kato siye. Gada da de kada da de. What would my little talent do? What would these little gifts do? Mila was just talking about Mary. If you read the scriptures very well, we realize that once Mary dropped the alabaster box, she pushed Jesus into his will. Because immediately she rubbed it with the alabaster box, poured out what was inside of it, poured it upon him. Somebody got angry and went to sell out. Say, no, 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 no. And she pushed him to the cross. That small thing is going to push God's will forward. That small thing. That very small you. That very small thing hidden inside of you.
For somebody here, the Lord is bringing a sieve. Peter, I prayed for you. Say the Lord, the enemy is against you. But I prayed for you. We have a high priest that knows our infirmity. He knows this infirmity. Hey, that ain't gonna speak my stuff. Hey, that don't see the boss, You think it's shyness? No, it's not shyness, it's pride. It's not shyness, it's pride. He's removing it. You are leaving the back seat. He's still here with that sieve. With a mighty hand. He's still here with that sieve. I don't know if you have anything to drop in that basket. He wants to take it away. Those things that are in your life that you want to drop. Just drop it. Just put it down. Just hand them over. Say, Lord, I take this one. I don't want anymore. They're the ones that have been stopping you from that deep walk with him. Just drop it and say, Lord, I don't want this one anymore. I don't want this one. This one, Lord, take it. Lord, this one, I don't want it. It's a struggle. You have been pulling back. It's pulling you for too long. This one, I don't want this one anymore. I don't want this one anymore. I don't want the lying tongue anymore. Shall flow rivers of living water. Say, Lord, I want to be a spring. I want to be a spring that every man, every woman that comes in contact with my life, they drink out of it. Say, Lord, I want to be a spring. Is that not your word? Is that not what you said? Is that not what you promised? Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of my own belly, Lord, let it begin to flow. Let it begin to flow. What do you need to put inside that will continue, that will serve as an engine that suddenly I would not lack, that there will be freshness every day, that men can draw. What is that thing in my life, that thing that you will bless, That brings that freshness every day. Every day, fresh talent. Every day, fresh grace. Every day, fresh force. Every day, fresh power. Every day, fresh life. One more time, he's still here with that seed. He wants to take it away. He's still here with that seed. He wants to take it away. He's still here with that seed. He just wants to carry it and go. For someone, you just have to drop yourself. Say, Lord, if possible, carry me and put me inside and let me go. Let me just be here with you. Because until we understand the mystery of how he died for us. Because man, when at the time he was at the cross, he died. He died for myself in my place. So that as he died for me and gave me his life, so that I begin to live his own life. So that I don't live his own life. His life I've collected from him. I'm no more living it for myself. I'm living it for him. God, so I want to live in that accordance of your will every day. That every day, every passing day, as I'm living, I know that today I have lived for Jesus. Then I step into tomorrow, and I know that I have lived for Jesus once more. And I step into the next day, and I know that I have lived for Jesus another day. And I step into it, and that my speech has seasoned with salt. That every word that I speak brings life. And everyone that comes in contact with me knows that he has come in contact with Jesus. Because I am living the life that Jesus has given, so that I do not die. Because if I go and pick up my own self, I begin to die. The day I pick up myself again, the day I live like me, the day I will live like the way I would have lived, then I die. But if I live like him, I begin to live. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, we want to thank you. Lord, we want to thank you. For the deliverance, we thank you. For your mercy, we thank you. For your love, we thank you. For your grace, we thank you. For every life here, we thank you. Who is that? See one thing he's doing. He's still doing something. He's not letting go until he's finished this one out. He's not letting go until he finished this one. Can we just soak in his presence? Just soak it in. The voice that you've been hearing that's been fighting. No. See, my sheep hears my voice. The voice of a stranger you will not hear. From today, you no longer hear the voice of a stranger. From today, you no longer hear the voice of a stranger. Every day. Say, you begin to walk as it is written of you. He said, I walk as it is written. I live as it is written of him. Now, those prophecies that have been put access, they begin to come to pass in your life. They begin to come to pass in your life. In your ministry, they begin to come to pass. That closed ears, they are opened right now. Those closed ears are opened. They're open to the Spirit of God. You only hear his voice. He's pulling it out. Yes, he's pulling it out. He's pulling out that wool. Only his voice. From today, only his voice you hear. The voice of the stranger you will not hear. That voice of fear. That voice of fear is leaving you now forever. Forever. That voice of fear is going out. It's not coming anymore. That voice of fear. That pate katabadade gradosia. The voice of fear lives forever. Not to come back. Not to return. No, you can't stay in a home. Wherever you live, it's a particular. No, you are vacating the environment totally. Her life is sterilized of you. Lord, we thank you.
Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. See that heart of flesh. That heart is being replaced. He's removing it. This one now drips of blood. This one is working. And he's replacing it. He's replacing it. He's replacing it. He's replacing it now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. See, that cloud of rejection is going away. That cloud of rejection is going away. You receive the help that you need. 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 Lord, we thank you. 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 For the many miracles in our lives, we thank you. For the miracle of Jesus, we thank you. Lord, we worship you. We give you all the glory. We give you thank you for the zeal, that increased zeal. Thank you for the oil that will never run dry. The lasting oil, the lasting oil, not the one of the foolish woman, the one that runs out. No, 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 no. Just the lasting one, Lord. Lord, we thank you, God. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Can we just begin to thank you for the things he's done here today? Let's just thank him for the things he's done here today. Lord, we thank you for the things you've done here today. Thank you for the transformation of life. Thank you for the eyes that have been opened. Thank you for the ears that have been opened. Thank you for the gifts that have been increased. He said he will take from those that, he will drop it into those. Those that have 10, he will give more. Lord, we thank you. 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 For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Heavenly Father, we want to praise your name. Say, where two or three are gathered, you are there in your midst. Here we are more, so you are here in multiple places with multiply effect. Father, we'll come with budding hearts. We've come with yearning hearts. We've come with different love kind of hearts. But we've come to your presence. Because we know that in your presence there is fullness of joy. And he says it's joy forevermore. Thank you because no one who came in here lives here the same way. Thank you because we are transformed. We are renewed. Thank you for every salty life that was already losing its savour. Thank you for it because it's receiving saltiness. Thank you for those who they need good relationships in their life that will draw them closer to you. Thank you for bringing that people to their life. Thank you for the help that everyone receives. Thank you for the grace over this ministry. Thank you for the grace over these lives. Thank you for the grace of everyone here. Thank you because you are merciful. Thank you because you are renewing hearts. Thank you because you are restructuring parts. Thank you for the new mandate, oh God. Thank you for the new help, oh God. Thank you for the renewed love. Every dying love. Thank you because love for your will is restored. Love for your people is restored. Love for your work is restored. Love for everything about Jesus is restored. Thank you for because many people love to broadcast you everywhere. Thank you for deeper intimacy, oh God. Thank you for the boot camp. Thank you for what you've done throughout the boot camp. Thank you because all that you've done during the boot camp, thank you because it's not going to be lost. Day by day, deeper hunger. Every morning, we will all rise to want you more. Every morning, we'll all rise to seek your face. Every morning, we'll all rise to search out your will. Thank you because your name alone is glorified. Thank you because as we live here, oh God, we carry your presence. We carry your presence. May your name be highly exalted. Thank you for all those who have ministered. Father, thank you because you renew their strength. Thank you because as we go to our different destinations, we go there in peace. Thank you for perfecting all that concerns us. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, guys.
Praise God. Praise God. Come on, praise God. You don't enjoy such presence and you can't praise God.